Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. All praises to the Most High. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday. I'm a little energetic today, which I don't know. I know why, but it ain't because of the game. Isaac, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man, Doc. You know, we talk about being professional today. That's something that we have to do. We have to be, objective. Pro football analyst today. I mean, we got to talk about our team and talk about the opponent, you know, like we don't have a dog in the fight. Obviously, we do. So let's get in and get after it, man.
Well, if the professional is you talking about, because the 49ers were very professional last night. They put a professional ass whooping on the Los Angeles Rams, bro. 31-10, a very surprising performance by the Los Angeles Rams. But the San Francisco 49ers playing at home, Isaac, I don't know any other way to put it, bro. A physical beatdown, punch you in your face, take your lunch money. They have a Debo on their squad. He played like Debo. He treated the Rams like red when he took his chain. But Isaac, hey man, 49ers just put it on the Rams again. I mean, just a physical domination. And for the second straight week, the Rams physically dominate.
Yeah, man. You know what, Doc? Let's give our fans, our listeners, some backdrop on this, on the scenario that we're facing. You know, you come into a game. It is a rival game. It's the Northern California, Southern California rival football game. And just like the Rams have and start preparing for 49er week, the 49ers, they have and start preparing for Rams week because of the rival that it is. Let's put it this way. The 49ers hadn't won a home game in 8 tries. So they've been empty. The last home victory they had was versus these same Los Angeles Rams at, you know, up at Santa Clara, California. So, you know, just like you said, Doc, the expectation and the unexpectations, you know, it lies on both teams because I didn't expect the Rams to come in and play this way. I didn't expect us to come in and really pretty much get dominated like we were. But at the same time, that was the whole game plan for the San Francisco 49ers. They want to come in and just show you their muscles. They want to show you their muscle via the run game, via the zone read with multiple running backs, guys that they drafted to be a part of their running game system and kind of run downhill at the Los Angeles Rams. That's exactly what happened. You know, it was embarrassing from the very beginning of the game because Shanahan, he seems to have Sean McVay's number. And he's being more physical. The offensive line for the 49ers is more physical than our defensive line, running the football. And he only had one objective, which was to run the football down our mouths, and he did it for 4 quarters straight, which is a complete slap in the face versus your division rival, Doc. It's a division team. You know them. They know you. We've been preparing for this game almost 2 weeks now because that's just what the 49ers do. They run the football. So you obviously, Doc, I was lost for words from what I was seeing last night, man. You know, every little thing started to irk me. You know, my daughter cleaning up the kitchen. She's making a little bit too much noise. I'm like, come on, man. You know, it's just how it trickles down, Doc. And it was just, is embarrassing an okay word to use? It was an embarrassing effort. It was an embarrassing effort by the Los Angeles Rams last night, man.
Now, Isaac, you started this show saying you're going to be professional and you're going to be objective. Which you're right. We should. We're supposed to be objective. But you should have been objective last night, man. Your baby girl ain't supposed to be bothering you because the Rams getting their head beat in. Because that's what it was, bro. Hey, look, you're talking about that, man. Now, you said something. It's one thing about when a team wants to show you its muscle, but actually being able to show you its muscle, two different things. You can have all the game plan and all the expectations you want. Isaac, they came out on an 18-play drive, bro. 18 plays. If that didn't take the manhood out of them right away, 18 plays and you top it off with a touchdown, not only did that set the tone, that set the stage, that set the mentality for the entire game, because after the 49ers see they're able to do that, we can push these dudes around like we pushed them around before. I'm pretty sure their confidence started here and probably went up 1,000 more octaves after that.
Well, it's a style of football that can be disheartening to a defense, not only to a defense, but the entire team. When your defense is out for more than 10-plus plays in one particular drive, and this team is converting on third downs, you work your way to get them to a 3rd-and-7, to a 3rd-and-5, and they convert. Doc, it's just disheartening. I remember when we were playing, it's like if we go out starting at the 20 and we throw an 80-yard bomb, you know, the defense can say, okay, that happened. Look who we're playing against. It's the greatest show on turf. So they're not disheartened. But when they decide to put 8 men in the box, a guy in the middle of the field, press up on the corners, and force you to do things that you normally don't want to do as far as, you know, we are physically going to run the football, and you go on a 10-plus drive converting on third downs, Doc, it's so disheartening to an entire team because you feel like there's nothing that you could do to stop this team from converting third downs, from moving down the field on you, getting into your red zone, kicking field goals, scoring touchdowns. You feel disheartened. And that's just the way, you know, the entire Ram family looked last night, Doc, from that standpoint. We all got slapped. We all got slapped in the mouth last night.
Slapped in the mouth, hurting today. And the fact of the matter, we talk about the physicality. Now, Kyle Shanahan said he wanted to run the ball at least 40 times. That's a heck of a goal. But he knows to be able to beat the Rams, you got to be more physical and you got to run the rock. Not only did they run it 40 times, they ran it 44 times for 156 yards. And I know because I was once a big back, 225 pounds in college, 240 when I went to the pros. I was a big dude. So I didn't see linebackers and defenders, man. When you constantly running at them and running them over and you're constantly getting third downs, because it's a mental thing. In the defensive heads, in the defensive players' heads, they're like, okay, it's third down. Got a chance to get off the field right now. You come smack them in the mouth, and you got a whole nother set of four downs. Mentally, after a while, you like, man, God dang, bro. So it does take a lot of air out of you. It does put you in a mental state that is kind of hard to get out of. And just what they show, once again, man, it's like you said, Isaac, they hadn't won a home game, I think, until last year. And now they win another home game, and it was against us, and it's against us again. They do have our number, so I know they're thinking that hopefully they can get something going right now. But, Isaac, now, man, that's two straight weeks. We've been physically dominated. The Tennessee Titans did it without their best player. And now San Francisco comes in who was 0-3 in the division, bro. And now we're 1-2. And now they got their first win in the division against us. And I'm pretty sure we fall like the third now. So this was huge, man.
Yeah, 2 weeks now in a row. You got the Titans Sunday night last week, and now you have Monday night. These are two games that you've placed on film, Doc. And unfortunately, in the NFL, it being a copycat league, it's the exact same thing you're going to face when you come back, when we go to Green Bay, with Lambeau Field. Just think what they're going to do, man. They have the great Aaron Rodgers, but when you can almost semi-give a player like that a night off and knowing that your running game can really affect what a defense is trying to do, everybody's going to do it until you stop it. We used to call it blood in the water, Doc. When you got that blood in the water, the Starks start, they start to circle, man. They start coming around. They like to feed. They see this eating time. So until you bow up and really stop what's happening, what's causing you to remain on the field, your third down efficiency on third down, you're not getting off the field on third downs. It has to change. It has to stop. And there's a level of physicality right now that's missing with the Los Angeles Rams, and it's causing us to be on the field a lot longer than we want to be.
Now, we could talk about the Los Angeles Rams. We could talk about some of the things they were dealing with. Of course, This is our first time seeing Von Miller, newly acquired from the Denver Broncos in the Rams uniform playing. Just got Odell Beckham Jr. a couple of days ago. So they went from a high to losing Robert Woods for the season. That just happened. So you pretty much went through the entire week with the game plan thinking you're going to have Robert Woods because he got hurt late in the week. So now that shifts and that changes the mentality of a team. We can't understate the fact, though, even though the Rams have great players out there, losing somebody like Robert Woods off that offense, man, that's a huge hit. And I know you know, as being a receiver, when you lose a player like that, that will affect your mental. And now you're trying to implement a new, you know, losing a Robert Woods like that. Now you're trying to implement a new player into the offense who really doesn't know, who has a big name. But losing Robert Woods is bigger and huge, more huge than a lot of people would think, man, because they think the Rams got other superstars. But this dude is key to what they do.
Yeah, man. We talked last week all about what was added to this team. But with the subtraction of a Robert Woods, one of your captains, one of your guys that's pretty much the heartbeat of the team, and guys on the team follow his lead. I mean, it's big, Doc. So you go from a style of preparation of, you know, just going with the flow. You got your normal guys there, to having to integrate a new person into your offense and prepare him to get him ready. I feel like Robert Woods would have showed OBJ, you know, how we do it, how we run these routes, or what he expects on this right here. So with that being pulled out and then having to insert underprepared OBJ to the point where he can't really help an offense more than just being a decoy right now, you know, because he doesn't know the offense. So it's going to take – we're going to have to use this bye week to really get guys, Von Miller included, you know, it really ingrained in what we do, how we play defense, how we play offense. And I think Sean McVay will bounce back, man. I mean, you when you get embarrassed, normally when professional teams like this get embarrassed, when you're the only show on that night, they normally bounce back. So it's what it is right now. We have to eat this. We have to sit down and watch this film. We have to eat this. So if there were plans to go out of town this week for the bye week, and scrap those, man. We got things to do here. So, and plus, you're in Los Angeles, 70 degrees. It's getting cold everywhere else.
Yeah, man. But, hey, look, they were the only show on Sunday night against the Titans and got beat down. Then bounced back on the only show on Monday night and got beat down. Now, you're talking about Odell Beckham Jr. He did make his, you know, L.A. Rams debut, but dude literally just got to the squad 3 or 4 days ago. So I knew it wasn't much he can do anyway. He finished with just 2 catches for 18 yards. They did throw him out there to be a decoy, you know, do some things. But the limited amount of plays, I'm wondering, because there's only, you know, I don't care how smart you are, those NFL playbooks be pretty thick, man. So they may have given him 6 or 7 plays to look, memorize these plays right here. And I'm pretty sure sometimes when you're that new and you're a receiver, because I remember when I was in camp, when I first got there, they wouldn't give me a playbook. I didn't know what the heck was going on. So a lot of times I used to be out there, I'd be like, Tony Banks, what I do? What I do? Because I didn't know. And I'm thinking maybe that happens a couple of times with OBJ, and they'd be like, look, man, just run a 6 or a 7. You know, hopefully the route tree is the same. But just think about talk about the challenges he had, being a big name, being a big signing, coming to a big organization. Monday Night Football, I'm pretty sure he was feeling some pressure and probably a little nervousness as well.
Well, I tell you what, Doc. I mean, it's all about playing football, getting on the field and executing. Now, what happens when you bring a guy in the middle of the season like we just did with OBJ, it forces Sean McVay, who's the offensive coordinator, to be an offensive coordinator once again on game day. So normally, you know, up to this point, we haven't had to have that. You know, kind of like we talked about earlier with Jared Goff was the starting quarterback. Sean McVay had to be the offensive coordinator, and he had to play some quarterback at time because, they saw different. He was helping Jared Goff along. It's the same thing with OBJ right now from a standpoint that he doesn't know the system. He doesn't know the offense. So that forces him to do that. That forces Matthew Stafford to really think, to make sure OBJ is lined up in the right space. If he has to go in motion, this is how we motion. And just, you know, just add another, you know, layer to his plate. And those things, when you're out there thinking, Doc, it can give you pause at times. And when guys are just playing freely, like hopefully we'll see in the next 2 weeks, guys will just be acclimated. OBJ's in the system. He knows what to do, knows where to line up, knows how to motion, knows where his landmarks are on the motioning, and he can just go out and play. So hopefully we'll get these guys up to speed and, you know, we'll start to flow. And I've got a big, another tall task. It doesn't get any easier, Doc. You're going to Lambeau Field, and hopefully, you know, this is the last time you'll be going to this, you know, this stadium this year. And when we play again, they'll be coming to us.
Big facts. And Isaac, you just you said something real key right there, man, that I don't think a lot of people understand. You see players going in motion. Not only do you got to know when the motion, but what you said is key. You have to hit a landmark. You have to be somewhere. This is where you're supposed to be on your motion when this ball snaps. And you have to know these things, man. And these things you just can't take for granted, because that will influence positively or negatively the entire play, because it's where people are. So great point, man. And a lot of, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. And another new Ram, Von Miller, he played for the first time, as we said. I'm not going to say he, you know, he had a couple of great plays, but he only finished with three tackles, really didn't put any pressure on Garoppolo, but no one really did, because they didn't really need him to pass the ball, because they wanted to run the ball as well. But Von Miller, what do you think about his performance, man?
Well, I mean, he's a veteran, Doc. I mean, I think he comes in, you know, I think he played the run pretty well when it came to his side last night. He didn't get many pass rush opportunities because of the style of play that the 49ers were playing. Yeah. They wanted to smash mouth, run the ball, and there are times when they double-team him off the run via the motion. So running him backside, I think when you have a guy like Von Miller, he can hurt you on your backside plays by running your plays down that take so long to develop, running play size. So, you know, you kind of want to double team me. So he affected the game from that standpoint. And, you know, he's more impactful rushing the passer. So, you know, like I say, when it's blood in the water, maybe Green Bay says, you know, we come out, we want to run it 40 times. What we have to do is force the next offense we play to throw the football, so we can play the style of defense we like to play and get after people, get after the quarterback, get those tips, get those interceptions, and play down the field and have our defensive backfield more effective.
Now, Isaac, this is something I saw the 49ers do consistently last night, and this may be the formula when you're facing this Rams defense with Aaron Donald in the middle and Von Miller on one end and Leonard Floyd on the other end. What I saw the 49ers do, man, it's what they call a reach block. They would reach and zone block away from the side where Von Miller was. This was in their run game. They would just say they're going right. The whole line goes right. They were still double teaming Aaron Donald, which you have to do, and pretty much letting Von Miller roam free. And they were just running the rock, man. Cut back, going. You know what I mean? And I think that may be a game plan of a lot of other teams, because they realize you got to be able to run the ball against the Los Angeles Rams, because passing, you're going to have some problems, bro. You know what I'm saying? You can say what you want to say. If you got to pass the ball eventually, them hitters going to get you. But I saw the 49ers doing that consistently, and I got to ask you about this dude again before we wrap it up, man. Look, Deebo Samuels is a problem, bro. He is a big, thick, physical dude, and he was just running through tackles. Isaac, last night, when the 49ers went for it on fourth down, we needed a stop. And Garoppolo threw that thing in a tight window. Deebo had three defenders around him. He snatched it and got gone, man. Not only is he fast and he's quick, but he's extremely physical. Talk about the kind of receiver he is, because he runs dudes over, man.
Well, Doc, one thing about, you know, the 49ers running the ball and teams running against us next week, not everybody, fortunately, has a Trent Williams at that left tackle. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. But then at the same time, you know, when you're constantly running, when you're running the ball 44 times, that is setting up your play action pass, Doc. That's the way the 49ers want to play offense. And then when you get in a fourth down, you don't know what's coming, you know. You may think that running game is coming because they're hitting you for four yards a pop, maybe 5 yards a pop. But then Garoppolo fakes it, pulls it down, and you got Deebo Sanders running wide open, man. I mean, he's running versus man-to-man. And, Doc, listen, when he gets the ball in his hand, man, he's just a difference maker. I mean, he's one of those guys that I saw play at South Carolina. He is SEC raised, and he can do it all from a running back position to a wide receiver position. He's just one of those guys. And he also, like Cooper Kupp, he's having an all-pro season quietly, a lot quieter than because their record isn't as good as ours. But at the same time, I like Deebo Sanders, man. I like what he brings to the table. He's physical. He's a route one runner. He's one of those ascending wide receivers that I've been seeing over the years, man, that doesn't get enough publication nationally. But Deebo Sanders is definitely a guy that they need to lock up and lock up quick.
Real facts. And I, you know, being a running back, even though it's the 49ers, I got to salute, man, Elijah Mitchell, the rookie, sixth-round pick for the 49ers out of Louisiana, toted their rock last night. He was toting their rock, showing some speed, 27 carries, 91 yards. I mean, he hit the hole a couple of times and outran people and saw the hole. I said he got some quickness and some burst and some physicality as well. So, hey, 49ers 31, Los Angeles Rams 10. Another demoralizing loss. Go ahead, Isaac, before we wrap it up. What's up, brother?
Well, I tell you what, in this offense that Shanahan's run, we've seen another sixth-round pick, Terrell Davis, have some success in this offense. So I'm not surprised at it. But, you know, they got what looks like to be another great one in Elijah, man. I think he was really hitting the hole. He's strong. He's physical, finishing runs. And, Doc, I don't think he got stopped for a tackle for loss all night long. So, yeah, they're blood in the water, man.
It is blood in the water. Anything else you want to add, Isaac, before we get out of here, man? The Rams, they got
to fight. Doc, you know. Doc, we got some stuff we have to fix, man. And I'm not saying we're in a hurry because, you know, we're currently in fifth place in the NFC right now. So I'm just saying we have to go out, fix some stuff, and make sure that when we come back, we see a different brand of football. I like the brand of football that got us to 7-1 initially, man. So if we can get back, see that brand, and add to that brand, I think we'll be all right.
Indeed. That's going to do it for another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. We out.